Hi, welcome to this edition of the Cisco Unified Communications Technology Podcast Series. I'm Bonnie Ho, Marketing Manager here at Cisco. And during our podcast today, we'll discuss some new enhancements with Cisco's licensing portfolio. Here to join me in this discussion is John Marshall, who is the Director of Strategic Pricing and Licensing. So John, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
So let's go ahead and jump right in here. And before we talk about the details on what's new with our Cisco licensing portfolio, can you give our listeners a high-level overview of what we're doing differently with our portfolio?
Absolutely. First of all, it is related to licensing operations, frankly, and what we're doing to make it easier for us to deliver, for our customers to deploy, to manage, and frankly, to track our licensing within their systems. Huge improvement in this area. The second two things are related to the pricing structure themselves. One is that we're going to dramatically simplify the licensing schema. Now, we're going to take it down to its basic elements, make it very easy for everyone to understand and figure out how to align the value to what the price points are. And then the last one is we're really trying to make sure within that pricing schema that we're able to bring forth the value of our Jabber soft client portfolio. And we see an emerging desire, frankly, in the market to make sure that there's an opportunity to use not only our traditional phones and video endpoints, but also soft clients as well.
Okay, great. So why don't we go ahead and dive into a little bit more detail around each of these three areas and starting with license management?
No problem. Yeah, so the licensing management is a huge improvement, frankly. And what we're doing is we're introducing an enterprise licensing manager to start with three of the applications, the primary applications we sell, which is the Unified Communication Manager, Cisco's Unity Connection messaging system, and our presence engines. And along with those will come, at no charge, software that allows the customer to centralize the management of their licensing across all of those applications. Now, what that means is that if they're on our current release, release 9.0, the licensing actually gets managed from that one location. All of the servers or clusters that can connect that are on the same level can now draw their licensing from that one location. That's one location they'll register to Cisco. That means that if you want to move licensing around your organization, you can do so without engaging Cisco at all. Mm-hmm. It also means that, frankly, you have one button to push that will read out to you exactly what you have, how much has been deployed of what you own, whether you've over-deployed, because we're going to allow you to do that now, to have, let's say, demo licensing on demand, and then be able to work within the software and licensing that we ship you in a much simpler way than we have in the past. This is a huge improvement. And by the way, we'll count licensing exactly the same way we sell it, which is on a per-user basis.
Okay, great. Love that transparency.
So the second thing that I spoke about was simplifying our licensing structure. So a couple of years ago, with our release 8.0, we moved all of our application licensing that we provide to our customers on-premise to a per-user model. Now, that move allowed us to, frankly, get everything on the same level or unit measure, if you will, which allows us to do bundling. And as most of our customers know, our most popular bundles are the Cisco Unified Workspace licensing bundles, standard version and professional version. And so that was a big move for us to do that. When we introduced it, however, we introduced probably about 7 or 8 different licensing levels. And we're going to collapse those down to the 3 primary licenses that most customers see value in, and frankly, make it a lot easier for customers to understand what license they require for what user use cases that they have. So for example, now in the new structure, the enhanced Unified Communication License will now be able to support all of our endpoints, all the personal endpoints that we sell, including our premier units like the video endpoints like an EX90, all the way through to the very basic devices. Also, you should note that it's going to support all of our Jabber clients. In addition, we're not charging for Jabber clients separately any longer. We're going to provide those Jabber clients included with an enhanced level license or any license level above enhanced. So now the customer, if they choose to deploy a soft client only, won't have to purchase anything outside of that license. The client comes with the license and they can use that license to enable a soft client without purchasing anything else. If the client, if the user requires more devices, they can move up our licensing to enable two devices or even multiples if they move into the user workspace licensing bundles. So that's going to greatly simplify the choices, certainly align all of our endpoints, and it's going to highlight, frankly, for those soft client-only users, a lower entry price point in market. And that was the third thing that I talked about. We really wanted to make sure that we allowed our customers to take advantage, because there are certainly use cases emerging now where in the bring-your-own-device world, they can load these soft clients onto those devices and have access to the unified communication network, secure, enabled voice and video capabilities, all within the same license, all within the clients.
Mm-hmm. Great. So how about, could you tell us a little bit about Cisco Unified Workspace licensing and like Standard Edition and Professional Edition?
Yes, thanks for bringing that up. Because in addition to dramatically simplifying, we're going to add more value into the Unified Workspace licensing at the professional license level. So in the past, as you know, the professional license included a communication manager. In addition, it had Unity Connection Messaging, and it has had the WebEx Meeting Center conferencing capability. Now, we're also adding into this license level WebEx Social, which is the enterprise social networking capabilities that we have. We are not changing the price point of the level, so this is additional value brought into the user workspace licensing professional level license.
Great. Excellent. So we have just a couple minutes here before we wrap up. Is there any last comments that you wanted to make about simplification or flexibility of the licensing portfolio?
Yes, I think generally speaking, all of this should be good news for our partners and for our customers, because this takes a lot of the extraneous things out of the equation and hopefully makes it a lot easier to figure out what you need to buy for what use cases. I will tell you that we will map all of the existing licensing levels so that there's no value lost for customers as they move into the new licensing structure here. We've, in all cases, frankly, either brought a price down in market, particularly for the Jabber clients, or added more value, so that there's going to be options for the existing customers as well. And we will treat the pre-release 9.0 licensing with a similar price point in market, so that existing customers, if they want to stay on that release for a little longer, can acquire in at these levels at a similar price point.
Okay, great. So I think simplicity, flexibility, and affordability, those are the top three things that sounds like we're hitting on with our new enhancement. So thanks for your time today, John. For more information on Cisco's licensing portfolio and these enhancements, please visit www.cisco.com/go/UC licensing. And thanks for listening.